And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom, boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new stuff.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do?
We get the people what they want.
Huge day today on the show. We've got some great stories. A resurgent performance from Kyle Kuzma. A resurgent performance from one of Jalen Rose's guys. One of the players that Jalen Rose has claimed so long ago. A game that Jalen and I have been waiting for 2 years now. 2 years in the waiting. A game that we've been waiting for. We'll tell you who that is later. And we have some sad news about our guy Cam Newton. And we have the very first game that Juwan Howard ever coached as a Michigan Wolverines basketball
player. Hail to the victors!
Jalen, the Los Angeles Lakers have still not lost since opening night to the Clippers. And this game in Chicago is a little different, though. They were down a lot. Look at them down 13. At some point, they were down 19. Then they stormed back. Kyle Kuzma looked like the old Kyle Kuzma. The Lakers' defense played really well in the second half. And they got the win. Jalen, Kuz looked good. What does Kuzma, being back to Kuzma, mean for this Lakers team?
A big three. In a league where we're talking so much about dynamic duels, I think he has an opportunity to elevate his play, therefore put the Lakers in a really great position to be my favorite to win it all. Dwight Howard, I talked about the height in the bulk that they were going to have up front, has been playing really well, rebounding, contesting, and blocking shots. This team was trailing in the third quarter, had a big-time comeback on the road in the fourth. You saw Anthony Davis make a big-time three late. This Laker team, as the season continues to progress, is only going to improve.
Dwight Howard had a couple plays where he just looked spry. He looked quick. He looked energetic. He looked like I haven't seen him look in years, and I think that's really helping their defense. Jalen, do you know that they have the number one and the number two players in blocks per game in the entire year? What are they doing differently on defense that's helping them?
Basketball will always be a tall man's game. I love what Steph Curry brings to the floor. But if he and Kevin Durant were both about to get drafted, I'm going to take the guy that's 6'10", 6'11". And that's why I talk so much about the Lakers' height. When you put LeBron James at 6'9", at the point guard, Jacoby, now all of a sudden you're in position to switch a lot of things, funnel the basketball to a certain side. Dwight Howard has been Defensive Player of the Year. Anthony Davis is always amongst the league leaders in blocks. They're playing in an era of small ball, twin towers in a lot of ways. And that's not something that you're going to see on a nightly basis from most teams in today's dynamic.
Nope. Not since Magic Johnson has a Laker player had three straight triple-doubles, and LeBron did it, and he did it pretty easily. It seems like he's just racking up these triple-doubles effortlessly. Jalen, he, after the game, sort of called himself the washed king, kind of getting at the haters. Do you think he's motivated by those that questioned him last year when he was injured and the Lakers didn't make the playoffs? Yep.
Like I said, he just had to reinvent himself without the headband. That's all it is. Yep. He's used to it now. He's focused now. He understands that the headband had to go for hair reasons. And so now all of a sudden he's seeing the floor a lot better. Players are cutting. And you talk about this a lot. What are the two things to be successful, need to be alongside LeBron James on the basketball floor?
It's simple. It's simple. Shooting and defending. That's what you need. You need to surround players, surround LeBron James with players that will shoot, because he will get you the ball in the perfect spot, right where you want it, when you want it, when you're open, and defending, because he doesn't like to play defense that much, let's be honest. The Lakers continue to roll. But we also saw the return of one of the most exciting players in the NBA, Trae Young. He is so good. And you think there'd be some rust? There's no rust. Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge, where are you going? Where are you going, LaMarcus? Where are you going, LaMarcus? Oh. It's that. It's the playmaking. He not just had 13 assists. He had 29 points coming back from an injury. Jalen, they don't have John Collins, but Jabari Parker looked pretty good. Do you think even without Collins, they could vie for a playoff team in the East?
I don't think playoff team without Collins. It was great to see Jabari Parker playing quality minutes when he got an opportunity. He is a really good finisher when you get him the basketball on the move and his weight is down. And he's not going to necessarily present the physical force or impose his will like Collins can, defensively in particular and on the backboard. But he has been a guy that's gotten buckets in his league. But this is all about Trae Young. Mm-hmm. Because he has extended range and makes more shots from 30 feet than any player in the league, that's how you get LaMarcus Aldridge on skates the way he did. Because he knew that he could pull up at any point, and then all of a sudden, he drops off a dime for a dunk.
We saw Kyle Kuzma sort of turn into Kyle Kuzma again last night. We saw Trae Young come back and put on a Trae Young performance. But we saw a performance, Jalen Rose, that we've been waiting for years. It's been 2 years, and your guy, the guy that you love, Gordon Hayward, hasn't been himself until last night. Jalen Rose, 39, 7-8 from Gordon Hayward. Can they rely on this as they continue through the season?
They absolutely can. Covering this guy, along with his head coach, Brad Stevens, since he was at Butler, leaving on the back-to-back Final Fours, I always felt like he was slept on. Then he went to Utah. He got better. He got better. And then became an all-star in the Western Conference. And then you come to the East, you deal with a horrific injury. As I mentioned, it's going to take him a year or so to get back to himself. But something that really jumped out to me to let me know that his confidence level is back is that he was doing wrong foot layups and wrong foot dunks. And so now the confidence in a guy that dealt with injuries in his lower extremities, we always knew he could shoot the jump shot, but now he's driving to the basket with a level of ferocity that the Boston Celtics are going to need all season.
So Jalen, he was 16 for 16 on two-point field goals. No one has done that since Wilt. My question for you is, if you go 16 for 16, how do you not go 16 for 17? Like, how do you not just jack up a bad shot? That's exactly what I would do. Wouldn't you do that?
That's the difference between me, you, and him. Because he wasn't doing bad heat checks. I agree with you. And I don't have to get the 16. I could get the 4.
I'll shoot with my left hand. Whatever
it takes. One leg, exactly. Yeah, I'm trying something.
Fade away behind my back, whatever. It is now time for Soft Move or Bust. So there's a Nike billboard up in New York City featuring Kawhi Irving. That's not news. But they put it right outside Madison Square Garden, Jalen. Right outside the garden. Trolling the Knicks with a billboard, Soft Move or Boss Move.
Soft move. Because you can't have it both ways. Mm. Don't sell me on how much you love Brooklyn and how the Nets are on the come up and how they're the team of the city. But when it's time to sell product, you're going to MSG. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's interesting because you know there will be a star, maybe RJ Barrett, maybe someone else who'll be wearing Nike sneakers, and they will change that exact spot. They'll change that exact billboard into a Knick, and no one will mention it except for Jalen and Jacoby. Good point. I was going to go boss move, but you convinced me it's a soft move. Jalen, I have bad news. One of our favorite players in the National Football League will no longer be playing in the National Football League this season. The Panthers have officially put Cam Newton on the IR. Meaning that he will not play this season.
Cam.
So, we know he won't play this season, but what do you think the impact will be on his career moving forward?
I think we've seen the end of Cam Newton playing with the Carolina Panthers. Ooh. And that's not necessarily a bad thing for either side. He's a veteran quarterback, and now the team has transitioned from one that's led by the person under center to now the person that hands the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. Because that's his team now. So now you build the squad around him, the locker room around him, whether Allen is the franchise quarterback or not. And then you try to get some value for Cam, a guy that's taken the most hits by far as a quarterback since he's been in the league, an opportunity to go somewhere else, play a different level of quarterback, and see if he can reinvent himself.
A lot about Cam's career is talking about all the hits he takes and the runs that he makes and the way that the Panthers use him. But that was like the shoulder injury made more sense to me. Do you think the foot injury is also a function of the way he plays the game?
Absolutely. And that's, again, not a bad thing. He's been an MVP. He's led a team to a Super Bowl. He's a dynamic presence when he's healthy, both as a passer, sometimes he's not as accurate as you need him to be, but definitely as a runner. And when he breaks the line of scrimmage, he's just as big as any linebacker and just as fast as any DB. So he can still be a special player. I just think it won't happen to Carolina anymore.
Well, we'll see what happens with Cam, and maybe you'll be right. Maybe that he has played his last game in Carolina. Well, Gardner Minshew is not going to start. Doug Marrone has announced that Minshew Mania is going to be on pause for a while because Nick Foles is healthy, and he will come back. What do you think, looking back on the brief stint of Minshew Mania?
Do you ever think about when you out of here? Like KRS-One song would say. That's what I think. It was great that he got a chance to make a name for himself as a backup quarterback. He also showed he has some value. He will probably be a commodity to the point where they're now able to trade him for a team that feels like he could come in and even be a starter. But you gave Nick Foles $80 million. When he gets healthy, you got to put him back out there and see if he can lead the team.
I think that's a really good point. I see one of the things that we talk about in this show is I wouldn't trade Gardner Minshew. The backup quarterback is an extremely important position on your roster. And if you have Gardner Minshew at a nice number, keep him right there because you know you have someone that can come in if Nick Foles gets hurt again, which, who do we know, could happen this season. And Jalen, we have some more NFL news, and this one's kind of fun. You remember those rumors yesterday about the Chargers potentially, you know, going from San Diego to a brief stint in Los Angeles and then going all the way overseas to London? And that was talked about a lot in the media yesterday. Well, Dean Spanos of the Chargers, he responded. Let's listen.
I know there's been a lot of crap going around the last 24 hours about this London thing, and I just want to give you a quote from me, okay? It's total okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time, period. Okay, and if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. That story. Okay, thank you.
Say it again, Dean Spanos. I want you to say it again. I do actually want you to say it again. Was he clear? I couldn't tell. Was he clear about his feelings about that story?
Absolutely clear. That was like a, if you get jammed up, don't mention my name.
Yes.
Because people with reports like that are messing with his money. Like, the market in Los Angeles for people to go support your product has to be something that people choose. You got the Lakers. You got the Clippers. You got the Dodgers. And then you got the Chargers that they didn't really want, that should have stayed in San Diego. And so he has to make it emphatic already for a team that's struggling to gain a fan base in that market that we're going to be here, so it's no gray area.
Yeah, I mean, when you move something as valuable as a football team from one city to the other, you're taking a huge gamble. You need that team to stick with that fan base. You need that team to be successful. And those rumors are not helping his bottom line, which is why he's so, let's say, emphatic about the fact that they're going to stay in Los Angeles. But there's one thing that Jalen Rose has taught me. Winning is the best deodorant. The Chargers go out and they run the table. The Chargers have a great year next year. I know that Los Angeles fan base, and while I love the people of Los Angeles, I also know that they'll go to whatever team is winning. We'll forget about the Rams and go right to the Chargers games if the Chargers are winning and the Rams aren't. So that is why he wants to stay in Los Angeles. And Jalen Rose, you are very important. We got timeout. What are we doing?
We do. Don't underestimate the Chargers this year. You know how much I love the defensive back position. They're going to get two all-pro safeties back as the season progresses, and Bosa's still getting to the quarterback on the defensive line. Remember I told you that.
And also, Melvin Gordon has looked like Melvin Gordon the last couple of weeks. So they just beat the Packers. I did not think they were going to beat the Packers, and they beat the Packers pretty handily last week.
Yep.
Jalen, let's get the people what they want. Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. And for more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When I lived in L.A., man, my kids would love the Goodyear blimp. The Goodyear blimp just meant something was happening. There was a big event. The blimp was always there. When Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen, we had the top four basketball teams in college basketball face off in the Garden, but there was no bigger game than the one in Ann Arbor between Michigan and Appalachian State. You were there. What was the experience like?
It was amazing watching Brooks and Teske and Livers and Simpson get Juwan Howard his first victory as a collegiate coach. And
T-shirt
it was
gun.
Great to be back home in Ann Arbor. So I wanted to play with all the toys. Look at me. Shooting shirts in the stands. I have my lovely mother with me. Jimmy
what?
King was in the building. It was such a great atmosphere.
Look at the Queen Jeannie Rose right
no
there.
No doubt. The pep squad was pumped. The team was excited. And it was great, again, to see Juwan Howard get his first victory as a collegiate coach.
Reg, where's the theme music?
Yes, yes. Every
so
superhero
Jaylen,
needs it.
I had to notice that the Michigan Wolverines were not ranked in the top 25 to start the season. How long do you think that's going to last?
What did David Jacoby teach me about expectations?
Keep expectations as low as possible at all times. Congratulations to Juwan. Big shout to Jeannie Rose by your side in the dope outfit. Big shout to my Family Feud teammate, Jimmy King, also in the building. We want to bring Jaylen Jacoby to Ann Arbor. We're working
yes.
on it. We're coming, Wolverines. We are coming. Well, that big win for Michigan wasn't the only college basketball game last night. There was also a couple others in the Garden, just by some other teams. Oh, I don't know. And in this one, we had... this. Tyrese Maxey came off the bench for Kentucky. Off the bench, and he had 26 points and a game-clinching three. He is a freshman. He was also recruited by their opponent, Michigan State, head led by Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo said this about Maxey's recruitment and his decision to go to Kentucky.
John's done a good job and didn't even start him. So, you know what? I'm going to start recruiting against John. We started our freshman. He didn't start his, so...
Ooh, we start our freshman. He didn't start his. Is he taking shots or is he trying to send a message to other recruits and prospects?
He was doing both, but also he was being 100. That's what the game is. When you're in living rooms, Jacoby, that's what you're selling. But something Coach Cal has done better than anyone, he's selling NBA glory.
Mm-hmm.
And what he can get you as a maximum player and turn you into an all-star. And so... he'll tell a player, hey, Anthony Davis, the year that we won a championship was fourth on the team in free field goals attempted. I'll get you to the next level. So to bring him off the bench and for him to play on the stage like he did, it was remarkable. But I'll tell you this, he ain't going to be coming off the bench long.
No, I don't think so. 26 points in the first time you ever put on the uniform is extremely impressive. I would be terrified to even take a shot. Well, I couldn't help but notice something about one of his teammates, Nick Richards of Kentucky. Had this tattoo. Jaylen Rose, do you have any thoughts on that tattoo on his right arm there?
No. Is that Bob Marley?
That's Bob Marley.
Oh, no. The NCAA is on the phone, young man. That's a failed test.
That's a failed test. After watching that game at MSG, they're going to test him every single morning. They're going to test him every single morning. You committed to a lifelong Bob Marley tattoo? Like, my guy, we all listened to Bob Marley in high school. But trust me, Nick, you get through that phase pretty quick. Moving on, there's another game in the Garden that was big. Duke, Kansas faced off. And this game was just straight up weird. They had Cassius Staley, who looked great. He played well. He got some points. Looked like a very exciting rookie. But Kansas had 28 turnovers. Jaylen, you were a freshman. You played in your very first game. Is it nerves? Is it jitters that led to all these turnovers for Kansas?
A lot of it was Duke defense.
Mm.
See, Coach K is going to remake this roster. And I talked about this last year before people started to pick up on it. I love Zion and RJ Barrett as prospects at Duke. And all season, I was telling you that they would not win the NCAA championship. Not that they weren't great players, but Coach K is the kind of guy, when he watches his team, he don't want to see two guys at the podium being elevated above everybody else. I think now this is a team that he's going to go back to coaching and teaching and getting that effort from to put them in position to be successful. Now, for Kansas, that's just way too many turnovers.
That's too many turnovers.
As I give Duke credit, they were really sloppy with the ball. And you might want to give them a failed test because you remember who was at their Midnight Madness, right?
Oh, that's right, Snoop Dogg. That's all Snoop. We're blaming Snoop for this. That's right. That's a great point. I love how you put that together. We're blaming Snoop Dogg for this. That was just a one-game thing. After 27 turnovers, you got to call timeout and be like, guys, like we got 27 turnovers. This is a close game. Let's pull it together. Jalen Rose, I'm just going to say it right now. It's not on everyone's radar yet. But Memphis is going to be the story of this college basketball season. They have a great recruiting class, and they have a new head coach that you might have heard of, a gentleman by the name of Anthony Penny Hardaway, and they have an extremely exciting prospect in James Wiseman. Look at this young man. He is big and he is talented. He had 5 dunks just in the first half alone. Jalen, I know it's only one game, but he's 7'1" and he's 240. Is he a top 3 pick in the draft?
He absolutely will be a top 3 pick with your guy LaMelo Ball. But I must make sure I acknowledge something about this guy that's 7'1". He's very agile. Changes ends of the floor, turns over both shoulders, can catch a drop pass, can catch a lob, has really good hands, great court sense. I like him as a prospect a lot, and I agree with you on that assessment.
Yeah, he looked like a really good prospect in comparison to someone like Azubuike from Kansas, who last night, he has not taken a shot outside 8 feet in his career. Like he'll get drafted in the NBA, but James Wiseman's game build and athleticism just seems so NBA ready right now in such a young man. Look forward to watching the Memphis Tigers throughout this season. Yeah. Jalen Rose, there's a couple things that we're always going to do on this show. We're always going to update you on LaMelo Ball in Australia, and we're going to keep banging this drum too. The Thunder have a star in the making. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 24 points to lead the Thunder to a win against the Magic at home. What have you seen from him this season that you like?
A lot of oohs and ahs, finishing at the hoop like that. Wrong foot, wrong hand layups. You see him in the paint right there. You saw him make a 3-point shot. This is why you keep Chris Paul as long as you can. Because you want him to be able to nurture a young, talented player like that. And I appreciate the fact that our program is going to continue to highlight under-the-radar players that are stars in the making.
I'm glad you brought up keeping Chris Paul, because immediately when they traded for him, I thought he was gone. I thought he was going to be in the Heat. I thought he would never, ever put on the OKC uniform. But now that I'm watching the games, and now that I look at their roster, like, I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team, but they're not going to be that bad. And they've gotten some quality wins so far this season. Could you see Chris Paul going past the deadline and being on the roster for all 82 games this season?
I don't necessarily see it for all 82 games, but I like what you said. When you have a bunch of veterans who know their role in the league, like Gallinari and Steven Adams, they're going to show up to compete every night. And then you got young budding stars like Gilgeous-Alexander who taking these opportunities to show that they have what it takes to be a starting point guard in the league.
Well, the Clippers host the Bucks tonight on ESPN at 10 p.m. And if you tune in, there's one thing you will not see, and that is Kawhi Leonard playing basketball. This will now be the Clippers' 8th game and the second time that he is not playing due to load management. Jalen, what do you feel about this?
I've been talking about this for the 8 years that we've been on this show. What ends up happening is fans and media should take the blame for this, David Jacoby.
Oh, you're blaming me. Okay.
Yes, I'm blaming you and the fans. Here's why. Because you guys have shown players you don't care about the journey, the 82-game season. You care about the destination. You dumb it down so very much that the regular season becomes irrelevant to you and how you analyze players, and you only talk about how many championships people have won. So let me tell you, players today are more skilled than ever. They're also smarter than ever and have more access to information than ever. So therefore, if you're going to judge me by analytics, okay, I'm only going to take an open 3-point shot now. Oh, you really care about my assisted turnover ratio? I'm not going to take chances, especially in my contract year. Players are intelligent. And so I now wanted to do a distinction of why this got started. Another person I want to blame, Air Jordan. Oh. His level of greatness has elevated the game to the point where he won his 6 championships and his 6 finals MVP. That became a standard. Put the graphic up here. I want to show everybody something.
What are you going to show us?
There's 5 people in the history of the NBA that have won three titles and three finals MVPs. Kawhi has a chance to join this class. KD has a chance to join this class. There's greatness and then there's dominance. So players have figured out, oh, y'all gonna only judge me by this championship level standard. So therefore, I don't mind missing the fifth game of the regular season. I don't mind missing the 12th game of the regular season because people like you are going to defend it while like people like me attend these basketball games and watch them on a nightly basis and want to see the best players compete for the fans who have done so much to grow the game.
So, Jalen, when you first put on your sneakers in training camp, the idea is to bring that team a championship. Right? That is the plan. That is the what you're supposed to do. So why do we not judge championships as the most important statistic, especially when you look at Kawhi Leonard, what he did with the Raptors last year with the load management and how he carried that team with contributions from other players, but he carried that Raptors team to a championship. If you were the Clippers and you were Doc Rivers, wouldn't you just copy and paste that same strategy this season?
Jacoby, as an NBA player, you have an obligation to show up to work on a nightly basis and put out a great product in the regular season. That's what you put your gym shoes on for. Then when the playoffs come, you turn it up a notch and you show who's the king of the court at that point of the season. That's why you have players of the week. You have players of the month. That's why you have a regular season MVP. And then for the postseason, that's why you have a finals MVP. And so now that players have realized that you're going to dumb me down and only judge me by stats, only judge me by championships, oh, the regular season is going to be meaningless to me too in 10 games into the regular season.
So I agree with you philosophically, but I do want to point something out. Like when Coach Fizdale talked about playing RJ Barrett for 41 minutes, he's like, what are we talking about? We've gotten too crazy with this load management thing. And I completely agree with him. He's got a young team with young legs, and RJ Barrett does not have an injury history the same way some of these other people do. But my question for you is this. Players like Joel Embiid, players like Kawhi Leonard last year, a player like Russell Westbrook who sat out a game, who had some surgeries. Like, and when it comes to players like that that have dealt with injury histories, doesn't load management just make sense?
There's load management is not just the minutes that you play on the box score. Okay, it's a holistic approach that a team and an athlete is using. It's how much you sleep, how much you practice. It's not just the numbers on the box score. Okay, as it relates to players in today's game, you mentioned RJ Barrett, for an example, a young player. He has no history of injury. So the guys that you just named, last year for Kawhi Leonard, this year for Russell Westbrook, Joel Embiid since he got in the league, that's recovery. That's different from load management. We both know the difference between somebody nursing an injury to somebody being 100% and resting and not playing in the game and putting load management on the box score. Those are way different distinctions.
Jalen, great point. This won't be the last time we talk about this, but there's something that I know you really want to talk about as well. And I have to say, spoiler alert, if you have not seen the latest episode of Power, because Jalen will spoil it for you right now. Jalen, Power returns January 5th. We had the midseason finale. Tell us right now your thoughts on the state of Power right now.
Ghost versus everybody. That's what it is right now. Tommy coming for him. Tasha coming for him. Tariq coming for him. He got a chance to see his mortality. Kanan made an appearance. Angela made an appearance. Baby girl made an appearance. It was a fascinating show that ended. I'm not going to say how it ended. I'm just going to say like this. For those who are old enough to remember the show Dallas, there was once a term called Who Shot JR? I'll just say that. Andre's coming for him. It's a fascinating episode.
So,
and I will say
it
this.
It's now Wednesday.
Spoiler alert. I got to say this.
Okay, bring it. Just do it. You can't do this without spoilers. You do not respect spoilers.
Ghost got shot.
Okay.
And they're trying to figure out who did it. And I'm going to tell you, for somebody that's been watching since day one, he ain't dying like that. He gonna have to go out in a blaze of glory. Ain't gonna be no one shot kill ghost.
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen, there's so much going on in sports right now with college basketball, NBA basketball, NFL football that not everything's worthy of discussion on our program. So we have a segment called Keep It Moving. If you do want to talk about the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Yes, sir.
Jalen, I have a story about Dabo Swinney and Michael Jordan in a nightclub. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Definitely hit the brakes.
Dabo Swinney, the Clemson Tigers, found themselves outside the top four in the rankings, but none of that matters because he told a story about a nightclub, a bachelor party, and Michael Jordan. Take it away, Mr. Swinney.
I met him on my bachelor party. So it was a clean bachelor party. I was a GA at Alabama, and he was playing for the Birmingham Barons. We went to Birmingham, and you know, we hung out, and they ended up taking us to, I want to say it was called Jitterbugs. It was a little dance club at the Holiday Inn. I remember going in, I'm like, Michael Jordan's in here, you know. So some of the Barons were in this little dance place, and that was just a bar dance club. And so we all go in there, and I'm like looking. I'm trying. Sure enough, I saw him in the back. He's in the back bar area, and he's like, you know, this high over everybody else in the place, and I'm like, I'm going to meet Michael Jordan, and I did. So I walked back there, and he's just kind of, you know, and I just walked. I said, I introduced myself. I said, hey, I'm a coach at Alabama, and just, you know, always admired you, and just wanted to say, hey. And he was super nice, and I didn't ask him for a picture. I didn't want to do that, but my buddies had the camera, you roll it, a little Big B Eckerd's camera thing. They were waiting, and as soon as I kind of got over there, they took a picture, and so I got a picture. He's like looking, and I'm like, you know.
Jalen, I have so many questions. Just get ready to answer all of these. Number one, do you think it was really a clean bachelor party? Number two, who brings a camera in the club and why? And number three, have you ever been to a nightclub with Michael Jordan?
I actually have been to a nightclub with Michael Jordan. When I was in Chicago, I used to host celebrity weekends that featured a comedy show on Friday and a club after, a basketball game on Saturday, a club after, and Michael Jordan was actually there, and I took a picture with him and a couple of my family members. That's one. Okay. Number two, I needed this media scrum to ask Dabo a really serious follow-up question. We call dance clubs strip clubs. Right? A dance club?
I don't know if the Jitterbugs attached to the Holiday Inn is exactly a gentleman's club. It's attached to the Holiday Inn, which is sort of a family hotel chain. But I don't believe you, Dabo. You did not have a clean bachelor party. You just lied into a microphone. I know. I'm going to accuse you of lying with no evidence or supporting evidence whatsoever. You lied, Dabo. You absolutely lied. And also, don't bring a camera to the nightclub. No one wants you to take a candy to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan doesn't want that. He doesn't want those receipts out there. Come on, Michael. Jalen, I'm going to ask you off wax about real stories about you and Michael Jordan in a nightclub. Next, an NHL player is being sued by a casino. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
All right. Sharks forward Evander Kane is being sued by the Las Vegas casino, the Cosmopolitan. And this has been reported by the Las Vegas Review Journal. And it's because he took out 8 markers between $20,000 and $100,000. I can never imagine taking a marker out for that much money. Have you ever at a casino taken out a marker? It seems like some rich people stuff.
I've definitely taken out markers before. Not to that degree. Maybe 10% of that. But here's what this reminded me of. I was at the fight when Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear. Uh-huh. And it was chaotic because so many people are actually betting on the fight. So people were upset at the outcome. And before you knew it, people were fighting, throwing chairs, and snatching chips off the tables. And I'm just looking like, y'all know that these cameras are working, right? Yeah. So yeah. Ain't no beating Vegas and winning. That's why they're continuing to build casinos and people are continuing to lose their money.
I feel like there should be a limit. Like the same way there's limits at blackjack tables, there should be a limit of how many markers you can take out. Because when he might have been intoxicated, and when he goes back to the same pit boss and says, hey, can I get my eighth marker for $100,000? There needs to be someone that's there to cut him off. And also, I actually read this article, and you know I don't like to do too much research. He was in town for a playoff series. In town for a playoff series. Come on, Evander. Moving on, an Oklahoma student got free tuition for playing basketball and put in so much less work than you did to get the same thing. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Let's check in on this Oklahoma student. Half-court shot for free tuition. Bang! How casually did he shoot that? Like, Jake, that was good form and everything. Look at that.
He practiced that. That wasn't a surprise pick somebody out of the crowd. No. It seemed like he had some time to prepare for that shot.
Certainly did. Congratulations to him and his shape up in the back. He just got a haircut. Moving on. Kansas is adding video games to their athletic program. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Let's keep it moving for now.
Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Michael Porter Jr. played again. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm excited that the young fella was out there. I watched the game. He didn't put up big numbers. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
He did not.
We keep it moving.
Sounds like Steve Kerr is already missing Steph Curry. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Well, he revealed that a favorite game of Steph's career during his five-year run of the two of them together was Game 6 against the Rockets last year. Jalen, do you think he's already reminiscing about the good old days when they had KD and Draymond and Steph and Klay?
Absolutely. Imagine being a guy that led a team to 5 straight NBA Finals, won 3 championships, and have an entirely new starting five the season after you just lost in the finals to the Toronto Raptors. And Steph is a terrific leader and has a great personality too. And he's welcoming. It's the Splash Brothers. He allows his brother Klay to eat and don't have jealousy. Allows Draymond Green to be a facilitator and a guy that initiates offense. Welcomes KD with open arms and takes less shots. So you miss that guy in more places than just on the floor.
That was a great Steph performance, but I'm not sure that was his best performance. You know what I mean? I think my favorite Steph game was in the Garden against the Knicks. It was a bit of a coming out party when he just absolutely tore apart a Knicks team that wasn't exactly a championship contender, but that was kind of when he put the league on notice that he's going to be a problem to deal with for years to come. And we wish him the best coming back. Getting healthy.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Melvin Gordon's been back to Melvin Gordon. You know, he's been playing well. After being a little rust after the holdout, he played pretty well. And he just happened to mention that there was this IG model that lived in his building. Controversial. Young lady by the name of Lacey K. Summers. Probably not her government name, let's be honest. She replied, I do not live in your building, Melvin. I have my own house in Beverly Hills. People went on to clown Melvin Gordon, saying that he's falsely claiming her. Jalen Rose, your thoughts?
Well, a few thoughts. Number one, it's amazing that IG model is actually something that exists, but it does.
They can get you a house in Beverly Hills, too.
No question. The Kardashians ushered in that sort of success to where you can, as the old term goes, use what you got to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not mad at it at all. I salute all entrepreneurs.
Sure.
In every way, shape, or form. But one of the things I learned in high school. I'm trying to think of a PC way to say this.
Oh, no. Don't get fired.
How about just don't lie on yourself?
Well, I'll say this. I'm going to give Melvin the benefit of the doubt because he's on my fantasy team.
What amazing reason. And you get on me all of the time.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I know exactly what happened.
Such a hypocrite.
So I can see through all the lines. I can see all the different agendas. I can see through the whole thing because I see clearly now the rain is gone. Here's exactly what happened, Jalen Rose. She was at his pool in his apartment building, so he assumed that she lived there. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. The apartment building, I'm sure it's Melvin Gordon. I'm sure it's a very nice apartment building. Los Angeles has a lot of these apartment buildings. They put the pool right in the roof. You can use the pool year-round. She was at the pool. He saw her at the pool a couple times. She probably has a homegirl or homeboy lives in the building, and he just made that mistake. Simple mistake. But she didn't have to fire back saying, I live in a house in Beverly Hills. Because houses in Beverly Hills are expensive. They're expensive. Now just lead to the IRS probably noticed. They're like, wait a second. Last year you filed for $10,000. How you live in Beverly Hills?
Can I acknowledge all of these press in people? It's okay for people, maybe because I've been a public figure for so very long. I want to acknowledge two really important things I want people to take heed to. It's okay for people to not know how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for people to not know where you live.
You know what else is okay? You can work out. You can eat a meal. You can hang out with somebody and not share it with the world. That's okay. Like, you can do that. You can work out and not tell me you worked out. I don't need to know. I really don't need to know. You can just go to the gym, get your workout in, leave the gym, and not tell the entire world about it. That's possible, right? I get it if you're an NBA player and you're a free agent and you want to see people that you've been working the offseason. I understand that if it's part of your profession. But if you're just a regular civilian, you can go to the gym and leave without posting about it. You can do that. It's okay.
Social media has a tipping point. And let me explain to you what it is. If you've ever gotten paid for some of your post, it could be worth it. If you're not, it isn't.
Nope.
Yo, I'm just waiting for someone to engage me about a sponsored post because I will sell out so fast. So fast. I will sit up, stare right at the camera and be like, I never had a minivan. I don't even have kids. I'm single. This is how I make microwave dinners. I will lie. I will anything. Embarrass. I will say anything for $400 a post.
Hey, Jacoby.
What happened?
You know how integrity means the world to me.
Yeah, that's you. We're different.
For public consumption, you continue to display a side of you of die easiness that's hilarious to me.
Yeah. No, the reason I'll pretend not to have kids is because I do have kids. You know what I mean? That's why I'm trying to sell out. That's why I'm trying to sell out. I have a really big rec league announcement to make.
Ooh. The rec league, foremost Wednesday authority night, in the world.
Wednesday night games, right? Wednesday night league. We are 5-2. Great season. 8-game season, not a 10-game season in the fall. Last year we were 2-8. Last season. We're 5-2. We need a win to get in the playoffs. So basically a playoff game. Winning, you're in this week. I go pick up my son and my daughters from the Y. It was election day, so they didn't have school. So they went to the Y, camp at the Y. They made some slime. I asked one counselor where Quincy's slime was. They didn't know where it was, so I left the building. Quincy threw a tantrum, yelling at me, say he hates me, say I'm mean. That lasted for like 20 minutes. We go to a restaurant, meet mommy there. We're all eating restaurants, eating food. He loves crab, so we're breaking up some crab for him.
Yes,
he played Buck
yes.
Hunter. He got
Seafood,
over it.
Seafood, nephew.
He loves it. He got over it. We played some Buck Hunter. He hit some ducks. We're good. We're back. We're good. I get a text. I get a call from somebody on my team. It's Tuesday night. They're like, game starting right now. Where you at? I said, what do you mean?
What?
Game starting right now. Also, the game's like 2 blocks from where I'm at. Like, yeah, game's right now. It's Tuesday this week, not Wednesday. You thought it was going to be Wednesday? Like, yeah, I thought the Wednesday league was going to be Wednesday. I look at the email. It definitely says Tuesday in all caps.
Oh,
and my wife
no.
was going out last night, so I couldn't be like, yo, I'm about to go to this game and play in the second half or whatever. So wife is going out. Couldn't have her change her plans for my mistake. You just can't do that. You got to take an L sometimes.
Yep.
So, Jalen, I missed my rec league basketball this week.
So irresponsible.
I know.
Such and my pickup a bad run is teammate.
My pickup run is tonight too, but it's the Twins' birthday, so I can't go to that either. But we got the win. We're going to the playoffs. But Jay, it was. Do you know what it's like to look at your phone and to realize that the game was on Tuesday instead of Wednesday and you missed it? I build my entire week around these games.
So I know you don't like follow-up questions, but I have a couple. One, I never want to hear you complaining about an athlete being late for practice or being insubordinate at all.
Hey, I'm not getting paid. I'm paying for this. It's the opposite. The league owes me. I don't owe the league. I don't have a contract.
And number two, this is the most important thing.
What's that?
How did the team do without you?
Got the win. Down by 7 with 4 minutes left. Got some big buckets from Rom and Seth. Tim hit a 3. We're good.
So you know how this works. You talk about sports on the daily. So your Gardner, your Minshew.
I know.
Your Allen in Carolina. You have people now walking around the locker room wondering if the team is better without you.
I'm Cam in Carolina. They're like, are they better without him? Are they better? Who should start? That's what's happening.
They're better without you.
You know what?
They have beers without. And here's the other thing.
I've scored 5 total points in the last 2 games, so you know I think they are better without me. To be honest with you,
here's another thing. Not only did they win without you, here's the most important thing.
I know you're gonna say. Should I say it for you?
Yes.
They went and celebrated afterwards without me.
Yes. Yes.
And here's the thing. I told you my wife was out. So if my wife wasn't out the house, I could just go meet them at the bar. But my wife was out the house. So I was sitting there all by myself watching the Duke game, the Kentucky game, the Laker game. So at least I'm educated on the things we're about to discuss.
No, one more thing.
I got the producer in my ear like, yo, let's move along. And then here comes Darrell Revis. Here comes Darrell Revis.
15 seconds. So you know once the drinks start flowing, all of the weaknesses about your game started to get discussed.
Oh, yeah.
You know how
this
works,
lot.
Right?
That can take an hour. They can do that for an hour. The number one complaint is that I'm not aggressive. I pass up shots. I'm sorry if I've got to see one of my homeboys wide open at the three-point line so I don't take a turnaround eight-footer. I got a wide-open shooter just standing there by himself, and I put it right in his pocket, and he misses. It's not my fault.
Because you know how team meetings work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without the coach, you just complain about the coach and the organization.
With the coach?
Then when three or four guys get together, you complain about the another 10 or 11 guys.
Let me say something out loud. And this is important. This is important. One thing that doesn't bother me, when someone tells me that someone else was talking trash about me, do you know why that doesn't bother me, especially in a professional environment? This isn't just in professional athletics, any professional environment. Do you know why? Everybody you work with gets together with each other and talks about everyone else you work with. So you can only get mad at someone for talking bad about you if you have literally never talked bad about anyone else in your workplace. And everyone who's listening to this knows that they've got an individual relationship with everyone they work with, during which they complain about everyone else. And the control room for our show just got real awkward right now. It is Wednesday, so that means we celebrate the more intelligent, the more responsible, the better smelling. The kinder,
ladies!
The harder working gender of our species, the ladies, with only female voicemails. Reg, what do you got?
What's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. Shout out. This is Lil calling from Baltimore by way of Detroit. So I got a soft move or boss move for y'all, right? I have a nephew. His name is Jalen. Shout out, Jalen, again. My nephew looks just like me. You know, and he's an athlete too. I played ball in high school, played ball in college on a scholarship. And then after that, I played semi-pro women's tackle football. I played quarterback for the Nighthawks and for the Prodigy. Shout out women's tackle football, not that lingerie stuff. That being said, soft move or boss move? My brother, who only played little league baseball, you know, no slight to him. But he's taking credit for my nephew's athleticism. You know, he says that he gets it from his father. I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, that's my man. He looked like me. He got my athleticism, I think. Soft move or boss move. Daddy taking credit for some stuff that don't even belong to him.
Great call from Lil there. Big shout to her professional And amateur athletic accomplishments.
Shout out.
You can tell she can ball. And also, shout out to young Jalen. You know, young Jalen is athletic. And Lil is claiming that he looks like her. He's got the same athleticism as her, so it comes from her. But I'm going to say it's a boss move. Claim all the good traits you can from your children. Claim them all. Claim all the good ones, and then pass off all the bad ones. My son isn't the most athletic little boy in the world, to say the least. I blame my wife. My son is an extremely intelligent young man. I take credit for it. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. And it's his kid. Just let him do it. And Lil, but secretly, you and I know, and you and Jalen know, the real deal. But I would say let your brother have it. Jalen?
Soft move.
Yep.
As a mama's boy,
yep,
let me tell you something you rarely hear. When an athlete is interviewed after a game, male or female, who do they always think?
Mom.
Yep.
Mom.
Yep.
It don't matter. Their dad could be in the stands. Their dad could have took them to every practice. Their dad could have been the coach. But you know what the dad didn't do? Carry him for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lil's the aunt. Lil's the aunt. That's what's her brother's kid. Jalen's her nephew.
Yep. Yep.
Got you. So, I agree with you about taking some of the credit for those traits. But I agree with her. If the uncle was a former professional football player, they would say he got it from his uncle.
Of course.
So they should be saying he got it from his auntie.
They should. But you pull Jalen aside. You pull him aside. Jalen knows. You know, he knows. You just let your brother live a little bit. We got time for one more female voicemail. Reg, what do you got? Thank you, Lil.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Shannon, first-time caller from Dallas. I started listening about 2 years ago when my boyfriend got me hooked on the podcast. I'm listening to you on the way to work right now, and I just have, like, a relationship slash soft move. I went to Penn State, love Penn State, also love Big Ten football, and my boyfriend decided that he likes any team that's against Penn State. So, soft move or boss move, rooting against your girlfriend's favorite team just because you're competitive. All right, let me know what you guys think. Shout out, Reg.
Shout out.
Keep giving the people what they want.
See, I know that me and Jalen are going to go different ways on this one. Because, you know what, I'm kind of negative. I'm kind of a troll. You know what I mean? Especially, I think it's more fun to sit down next to somebody on the couch and be rooting for opposite teams than it is to be rooting for the same team. And instead of him just adopting Penn State, which he probably should have, but to say my favorite team is anyone who's playing Penn State, I think it's a boss move. Jalen, your thoughts?
You already know this is a soft move. That's why you started off with all of that nonsense. I know me and Jalen are going to go opposite on this one. Because you know it's nonsense.
It is. It's kind of nonsense.
That's like forcing takes. Like, come on, man.
Listen, you know what I do? I root for the Pistons and the Michigan Wolverines. I watch the games. I watch more Pistons games this year than I really should, to be honest with you. Because it's fun. Man, it's fun to text about it.
My daughter goes to Georgia. I'm rooting for the Bulldogs now.
Yep.
That's just how this works. So this idea that I'm going to purposely root against my significant other or my family member's team is nonsense. That's low-key hating. That's actually what that is. There's a term for that. It's called hating. That's the very definition.
Jalen Rose, I know there's one thing that you really want to talk about. I'm a little concerned about it because I don't know what it is, but go.
I need all people, especially my people, to stop acting like the Popeye's chicken sandwich is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Preach.
I know Deshaun Watson was joking when he talked about a heel in his eye. I understand that. But somebody in Maryland actually got stabbed and killed. I rolled past a Popeye's the other day in Jacoby. The line was so very long, it was blocking traffic. It almost reminded me of when the Jordans came out. Like, do you guys realize there's a reason that there's a neighborhood store, and instead of giving the store 10,000 pairs, they're only giving the store 75 pairs?
That chicken sandwich is going to be available to you at other times. There's not a limited amount of chicken sandwiches on the world. You can have that chicken sandwich whenever you want. And please, if you are the type of person who wants to wait in line for the chicken sandwich, be cordial to each other. There's no need for this. You know what? We've actually retired the chicken sandwich as a topic on the show.
Yep.
We retired it.
Yep.
We were gonna talk about it today. We were like, you know what? We're retiring the chicken sandwich. I'm not talking about that chicken sandwich anymore.
Correct.
Good point, Jalen Rose. Good point. Really good point. Well, I want to thank Shannon for calling. I want to thank Lil for calling. I want to thank everyone to call. Make sure they call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We're taking all callers tomorrow. We'll be back. What's that, Kara?
Done. We're not done. We're not done.
I got to give the people now. Give the people what they want.
They my little guys. I love them.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.